I have to say, the news about Zora Finance introducing native Stellar settlement on the XRP ledger really excites me because it creates a much more direct link between two major digital asset networks.
And the important point is that this integration allows value to move between Stellar and the XRPL without relying on wrapped tokens, bridge contracts, or third-party intermediaries.
That matters so much, you know, because cross-chain finance has long been slowed down by the need to tokenize one network's assets before moving them to another. And that process adds complexity, risk, and operational friction.
The main argument is that native settlement improves interoperability by making transfers feel less like moving synthetic copies and more like a direct transfer of value.
In traditional cross-chain setups, assets are often wrapped or minted as derivative representations on another network, which feels like an extra layer between the user and the actual asset.
That can work, but it introduces smart contract risk, liquidity fragmentation, and dependence on external bridge operators or custodians.
By settling natively, the integration reduces those layers of abstraction and makes cross-network activity feel much more efficient.
A major practical benefit is reduced complexity for payments and financial operations.
Wrapped assets often require users and businesses to navigate multiple token standards, bridging processes, and withdrawal timelines. And honestly, that can be a real headache.
Native settlement can simplify those workflows, especially for developers and institutions building payment flows, treasury systems, or settlement infrastructure.
This is especially relevant for payment-focused use cases because both Stellar and the XRPL have long been associated with fast, low-cost transfers and financial infrastructure.
A direct connection between them could support smoother international payments, merchant settlement, and the circulation of tokenized assets, particularly where speed and cost efficiency are critical.
For developers, this is exciting because the integration expands the possible architectures they can build on.
Instead of treating Stellar and the XRPL as isolated networks connected only through external bridges, builders can create applications that use the strengths of both.
Stellar is known for cross-border payments and tokenized real-world assets, while the XRPL offers a mature environment for digital asset distribution, trading, and financial instruments.
This broader compatibility could support payment networks needing fast settlement across multiple asset rails, tokenized asset platforms seeking deeper liquidity and distribution, mixed asset treasury systems operating across networks, and hybrid DeFi/CeFi applications that require interoperable settlement layers.
I also like how the article frames this move as part of a broader market shift toward more resilient interoperability.
Bridge-based systems have repeatedly shown weaknesses, especially when they depend heavily on a single intermediary.
Native settlement, when implemented well, can reduce that concentration risk and improve the reliability of cross-network financial activity.
However, the text notes that adoption will still depend on factors beyond technology, including liquidity, regulatory clarity, and institutional willingness to integrate multi-network settlement into real operations.
So interoperability is not just a technical achievement, it is also a product and distribution challenge.
The overall takeaway is that Zora Finance's native Stellar settlement on the XRPL is a meaningful step toward a more connected digital asset economy.
It offers a cleaner path for value transfer between two important networks, reduces dependence on wrapped assets, and may simplify both user experience and risk management.
As payment networks, tokenized assets, and cross-chain applications continue to grow, integrations like this could become increasingly important in shaping how value moves across the broader digital economy.